Hello everyone, Neil Patalia. Thank you for downloading the latest episode of the Indian Startup Show. And Happy New Year to all the listeners, old and new. Hope you have a great 2019. So today I speak to Rajiv Tamanga. He's the founder of TBS Planet. TBS Planet is a comic and animation startup. They've developed a range of exciting comic books featuring Indian action superheroes. So in this episode, he talks about how he got started, talks about how he got his inspiration from Indian mythology. He talks about how they attract readers using WhatsApp, why his dad is his best and worst critic. He talks about his favourite superheroes and what superpowers he would like to have, and finally some chat about the late, great Stan Lee and much more. So please enjoy the show. Thank you. Hi, Rajiv. Thank you for coming on the Indian Startup Show today.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you for having me here.
Yeah, please tell the listeners what you're building.
So I'm the founder and CEO of TBS Planet Comics. Yep. We are a comics and animation startup.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. And where did the idea come to create or publish your own comics?
Well, I'll have to take you back to my childhood, actually. My dad used to be a big-time comic fan. He used to read a lot of Phantom and Mandrake in his childhood.
Yeah.
And when I was a kid, I was growing in this city, Jabalpur. It's a town in the center of Madhya Pradesh, center of India.
Yeah.
And he used to bring me a lot of comics from Chacha Chaudhary to Nagraj to even some of the DC stuff, which used to come in the name of Gotham Comics at that time. And I grew up reading on all of these. I used to tear off middle pages of my school notebooks, write and doodle over it, and relish as if I've authored real comics. But you know, the dream was, I think, I didn't know if it was ever going to come true or not. Mm-hmm. But then I went to college. I went to IIT Roorkee, tried my hands on writing for the first time, wrote some screenplays. Never anything happened. After college, I joined Flipkart.com as a campus placement. It's a very popular e-commerce startup based out of Bangalore. And there I wrote my first novel. It was Get Corporated Before You Get Fired.
Okay.
And it was a comedy on office life, like bosses, HR, marketing, software engineers. And a lot of people started writing back that, Rajiv, why don't you write this in comic style format like Dilbert?
Yep. So when did you start this, and how are things going? Can you share some stats?
So started in July 2016 as a hobby.
Yep.
But after this Shivai thing, December 2016 is when I actually decided to take full-time plunge and move full-time into comic books startup. Then from there, I was primarily doing this more like a printed comic company. So I had some artists were writing, drawing, and printing the comics and selling. But this year was a big change for us. We joined this Reliance's Geo GenX program.
Okay.
It's an accelerator, and there we did a lot of experiments around going digital, around going vernacular, where basically we got the spread not just in English but also in Hindi and other local languages in India.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we started seeing the growth.
Yep. So how many have you sold so far?
So as of today, we have around 50,000 subscribers. Mm-hmm. In India. And we send our comics to them primarily digitally. We have our own platform, tbsplanet.com.
Mm-hmm.
People can come to comics.tbsplanet.com and read the comics over there in their preferred language.
Mm-hmm.
And we also run our channels on GeoChat and provide WhatsApp subscription, where we handpick episodes and deliver it to you directly on your WhatsApp if you prefer that.
Talk about the WhatsApp model. This seems quite interesting. Why particular channel?
WhatsApp is actually a very, very interesting model that I think we hit on, because today almost everyone has a WhatsApp. Mm-hmm. Like right from college kids to people working at offices, everyone has a WhatsApp. A lot of people we figured out in India also have a problem of memory space all the time, because there are so many apps and every company just wants you to download their app and read their or buy food or whatever. They want you to download an app and use it.
Mm-hmm.
And people are always low on phone memory. So we figured out that, what you do is you don't download our app. We'll pick up an episode and we'll directly send it to you on your WhatsApp number.
Mm-hmm.
So you just click on it, come to our web app. So you don't basically are not downloading anything. You're directly coming it on our website. and it is optimized as per your screen resolution, so you get to read the episode in a very user-friendly format.
Excellent. Talk about these superheroes then.
So we have 6 superheroes so far, but our most popular one has been a character called Karma. So Karma is typically inspired by this Indian concept of karma, basically tit for tat, or you know, what goes around comes around.
Okay.
So Karma is a character. Let me take like a minute and tell you. So there are some characters like Batman, Superman, which typically do not kill criminals.
Right.
They just hand them to the police. And then there are some dark characters like Punisher, which typically kill the criminals. So Karma lies in between. He doesn't kill. He doesn't hand over to the police. He does tit for tat. So if the villain is a thief who has stolen something, Karma will steal something from the villain and make him realize the mistake.
Okay.
So yeah, and our most recent one that is coming is a character called Prakriti. Prakriti basically means Mother Nature. So this character typically gives its powers to different creatures. It could be a squirrel, it could be a swan, it could be a lioness, it could be a human, basically to protect Earth from getting polluted. So she's fighting against pollution.
So when you're coming up with a character, where does your inspiration come from?
Well, I'm actually a big time mythology freak. Okay. I would say my dad used to write, I mean, he still writes. He used to write for this newspaper Tarun Bharat. He used to write mythological columns. And I'm very, very impressed by Indian mythology at heart. And a lot of inspirations come from characters or words or concepts used here and there.
What does your dad think of your comics then? Does he give you feedback, or does he just let you get over it?
Yeah, I think he's my best and worst critic.
Okay.
So whenever we bring out a comic, I make sure that I send him some synopsis and some sample pages for his feedback, and he's quite critical about it.
Okay.
he keeps telling me, okay, you know, like there are some very minor details that go into a comic, and I think I have learned a lot from him as well on those aspects. Like there is, like if I tell you very brief example, there was this one particular scene where there's a fierce women warrior, and she has given a birth to a child, and the scene is where they're naming the baby. So the artist that I was working with, he had drawn a very smiley, like the woman was very smiling and she was full of tears and all of that. And my dad said, "What rubbish are you drawing? Like if your character is you know, such a fierce warrior woman, which I've been following so far, she cannot be like, she cannot be like crying and smiling. She's very brave and strong, and she would welcome it like a lioness and not like, so... Yeah, so to keep with the character, to keep with the emotions, bhav, as we say, he keeps telling me all the intricate details.
So how are you handling like the sales, marketing, distribution, you know, operations, etc., etc.?
So we now have a team of about 22 folks. 7 out of them are full time. So for operations, sales, we have our team members Mohit, Saril, who basically we have divided works between ourselves. So while I myself overlook the content as such, but I also look over the business aspects. Mohit typically looks overall operations to ensure that deadlines are met, the content is getting produced, how the supply chain would happen after the content is made, and all of that.
Excellent. So I'm interested in the early days. How did you get this off the ground? You know, how did you get your first sales?
First sales were actually quite interesting. We were wondering a lot of models on how we can do this. In our very, very first days, in fact, I didn't even have an artist. So I just put out our Facebook page asking, Facebook post asking if any of my Facebook friends draw. And one of my friends, she had done her graduation from IDC IIT Bombay, and she agreed to draw, and we made this comic, put it up on Amazon, and just circulated it among our friends, and got some friends and family orders in the first. But we then realized that there is something bigger that we could do, and we were exploring what other platforms are doing. We came across Kickstarter that do this crowdfunding on comics, and we thought we would run a crowdfunding campaign on our own, and we did our first crowdfunding campaign on our own website, and that helped us get a lot of momentum. I still remember we had over 200-300 people sharing our links and asking mm-hmm. people to support and come and check out our stuff, and that gave us a big boost.
Mm-hmm. Cool. You mentioned Marvel before then, so is this, do you want to be like the Indian version of Marvel then?
Yeah, I mean, we would love to be an Indian version of whatever. I mean, we would love to be a big comic company as Marvel or DC is today. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, cool. And how big is the Indian comic market then?
I would say it's not fully mature yet. Mm-hmm. Like, on the best days of comic books that India has had, there used to be sell of over 1 million copies a month. Mm. In fact, there's a popular comic, Nagaraj and Bakaku, which holds a record for 500,000 sales of its first print run. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there have been Amar Chitrakatha comics like Krishna, which sold over 1 million copies. Mm-hmm. But unfortunately today, you know, that is not... the scenario today it's somewhere between 300,000 to 500,000 maximum mm-hmm. per month, and this is also because of two reasons, if I could point out.
Yeah.
One is a lot of brands typically have not gone digital yet. Like, many companies are still focusing print, but digital growth is quite significant these days. Mm-hmm. And secondly, the language offering and the distribution is kind of messed up, because you know, printing quality has gone high, so you cannot like print in multiple languages. Mm. And the distribution is a little problematic because of bookstores getting some bookstores getting shut down, some bookstores not keep giving comics a special space on their shelves. Mm. And so on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Excellent. Who's actually buying this then? Is it mainly kids or teenagers? Is it mainly boys or girls? I don't know.
So our population mainly are 70-80% customer base is predominantly males. Mm-hmm. As of now. At Comic-Con booths, we have in fact seen that it's majorly 10-14-year-old kids that are most excited. Like, we of course have some comic collectors and some people in the age group of 25-35 also buying this stuff. But the primary customer is a 10-14-year-old male predominantly. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned Comic Con. I've never been. What, you know, what's it like? Seems pretty hardcore.
Yeah, Comic Con is quite interesting. In fact, there are so many comic companies, merchandise, and so many celebrities and guests coming out over. So there's each Comic Con in India typically gets around 40,000 footfall or more as per their press releases. Mm. And that's quite an astonishing number. So they do it in Delhi, Mumbai, Bangalore, and Hyderabad as of now. Mm-hmm. And we have recently started an experiment. We did an augmented reality treasure hunt at Comic Con Delhi, and okay. We are doing it again at Comic Con Mumbai. So that has been really, really amazing for us. We had like a long queue waiting to participate in the treasure hunt. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So the treasure hunt, if I could tell a line, so yeah. It was like you get an app, like we have a pre-built app, we give you a phone. Mm. On your phone you get a simple question like, what is ice called in Hindi? Mm. And then you have our comic books, and you have to scan the right answer on the comic to move on to the next puzzle. And it will be like 5 puzzles, 5 comic books. If you crack in 1 minute, you win a free comic.
Wow, that's good.
So yeah, it was very, very fun. Very fun.
Excellent. So next year then, 2019, what do you hope to achieve?
2019, we hope to achieve 3 things. Our first target is to grow to over 1 million consumers. A million consumers per month. I mean, mm-hmm. The second important target is to bring at least one IP. It could be Karma or whichever it is, to out of comic to a more a format like an animation series or a TV series or Netflix series or whatever. Mm-hmm. Basically one adaptation. Mm-hmm. is what we are also targeting. And third is making one character so popular that a lot of people in India can relate to it and feel associated.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned Netflix, and who would you want in terms of actors and actresses to play your characters in a dream scenario?
In a dream scenario, I think Hrithik Roshan would be quite an interesting play for Abhay or Karma's role. I really liked his persona in this movie Kabil that he did, which was a little dark persona at times as well. For the actress, I think there are two, three. Kriti Sanon is quite good for the female lead.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about you then. You know, what excites you most about what you do?
You know, there is you know, Stanley had once said you know that the power of all these writing is that, you know, you typically are creating your own universe, and you know, that feeling is very, very amazing, very special. That if you know, we are able to write or create or develop something that can touch other people's lives, show them a perspective towards life, let them learn about love, life, and relationships and whatever. I feel very satisfied and happy that we are a part of their lives in some small, beautiful way.
Yeah, so Stanley passed away last month. Yeah, you must have been quite sad.
Yeah. That was quite sad. It was very devastating for, I think, the entire, not just fan community, entire industry of comic books, I suppose.
Who's your favorite superhero then?
My favorite superhero in DC, it is definitely Batman. In Marvel, it is Thor.
Okay. It seems Marvel are doing a good job on the movies, but for some reason DC can't really get their act together.
Yeah, but their Aquaman is quite good. I just saw the first show. It was fabulous. Aquaman, I think they're getting back in the game.
Okay, cool. If you had a superpower, what would it be?
If I have a superpower, I would like to read people's minds.
Okay, that's good superpower to have. Okay, last few questions then. How are you actually attracting customers then to the platform? Are you doing any special sort of marketing plan?
I think the one thing that we have heavily concentrated on is growth hacking.
Yeah.
Because when we were a startup, we were bootstrapping. We were not funded typically because not a lot of investors wanted to judge comic book startup at that stage.
Yeah.
So it was all growth hacking. We were trying different ways of getting to a lot of consumers through using different tools and mechanisms. And WhatsApp was one such thing. Partnering with a lot of events and partnering with a lot of publishers of content who can get us the customers was one trick that worked for us. In fact, Jio itself got us over 30,000 subscribers alone.
So, did that surprise you?
Surprising. So one thing that definitely surprised me was the demographic that the people were coming from. Because we were typically expecting a lot of people to come from tier 1 and metro cities. But when we started checking the database, we realized that our actually currently the top city that is reading our comics is Indore. And then we have cities like Patna, which is in Bihar, and Bhopal, Lucknow, Allahabad. And it's a lot of Hindi belt that is, you know, consuming a lot of our comics. So... that's when we went vernacular. We started seeing some explosive growth because a lot of Hindi, Marathi and Telugu consumers started consuming content.
Excellent. So things are going well. You mentioned corporate life. You know, what advice would you give anyone in corporate life, you know, thinking of leaving and doing their own thing? Obviously you have to go for that. Yeah, obviously you have to make that decision as well.
Yeah. So in corporate life, I think in corporate life, along with in general, you know, career, I think there are two aspects. So my boss once mentioned to me when I was working in a mobile phone company that, you know, a product is not just a product. It's a product and it's a packaging around it. A lot of us, you know, if they only talk a lot about themselves and tell how they have accomplished this and that, but they don't have substance in them. So in that case, a person might, you know, try out the product once, but he will never buy it again. But some people have very good substance, but they have absolutely no packaging. So they will never have customers. So, you know, you always have to maintain a balance between the two. So even on a corporate outlook, I think it's very important to have substance, but it's also very important to be able to professionally communicate that same, you know, with confidence.
Excellent. And how did you know it was the right time to quit your job and focus full time? Was a specific moment?
When we got the contract of Shevai, I think because this was a second movie contract, and I realized that we are just 3 months old startup, you know, and if two big Bollywood houses like Balaji and Ajay Devgan Films are giving us a shot, I would be like really, really stupid if I don't give myself a shot. And it's a young time, it's, I could take a risk. What worse could happen? I can get a job back any day. So, you know, why not? Let's try it. And I talked to my boss. He was quite supportive, and I finally quit.
Would you? What advice would you give anyone who wanted to do something similar to what you're doing?
If I were to give advice to something on similar lines, one is, I think, experiment with a lot of content, because one thing I've realized is, you know, content development improves with time. A lot of artists and writers work for a perfect masterpiece and then to bring out to the world, because we're very ashamed that, you know, what would other people say when they say, when they see our stuff and they say that it is half-baked. I myself had butterflies in my stomach when I was coming out with my first comic book, Ved. But and I still know it is totally dumb, and I when I read it now, I feel like I could improve it so much. But those are the things we learn with time. And I think to be brave and to bring out your first thing is something that is very important, because after the first happen, then you get idea for the second and third and so on and so forth. But initiation, a lot of artists and writers just lose out on.
Excellent. Okay, last question then. For people who want more information on you and TBS Planet, what must they do?
Two things. Come to our website, tbsplanet.com, or on our social media pages. It's fb.com/tbsplanet or Twitter or Instagram/tbsplanet. Or email us at sales@tbsplanet.com. So we always love to, you know, reach out and, you know, talk to fans, writers, artists, or whoever it is in comic community.
Brilliant, Rajiv. Thank you for coming on the show today.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Neil, for having me.
Good luck with everything.
Been a pleasure.
Thank you, Raf.
Yeah,
cheers.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, buddy. Bye. Thanks to Reggie for coming on the show today. Thank you for supporting the podcast. I'll be back next week. If you're building something exciting, please send me an email, hello@neilpatel.co, or tweet at IndianStartupSH, or go to facebook.com/IndianStartupShow. Love to connect. Thank you and goodbye.